Welcome to the Health Fairy. I'm Sarah and I'm here to support you in everything. In everything you do. Isn't that amazing? There's somebody out there that's going to help you with everything. Now, when I mean everything, I mean your mindset, because you are everything. Once you get your mindset sorted, everything falls into place. So I've learned over the years that I was trying to find too many things to make me happy and make me feel good about myself. And whew, boy, what a journey it's been. I would say I've only just touched the surface of living a life without anxiety and fear and doubt. Now, there are three things that are pretty much most of us are living in fear, anxiety, stress, worry, no time. So we'll home in on that. As the Health Fairy has grown, and yeah, I've had some situations where I've stopped using the Health Fairy to project my thoughts, but now we are in a place where we've launched a lovely website and habit breaking challenges, which I'll go into over the courses of the podcast. And I feel I'm home, and it's a lovely space to be in when you are home, because I can't even explain it to you. We'll start from the beginning. You know me as Bosset and Beauty, perhaps. You might know me as a Health Fairy. You may know me as Sarah. But those who know me know that I've been challenged throughout my life with anxiety, OCD, recovery from abuse and domestic violence, and solitude, reclusiveness. And obviously, over the years, it developed into body dysmorphia and not wanting to go out in case someone looked at me and thought I wasn't very pretty and things like that. Really quite deep, traumatic experiences and mindset. And over the years, I'd say 5 years, I've probably been channeling very deeply to find my inner self. Now, this takes time. You can't have a quick fix. It doesn't exist. So anyone who's, it's like being on Slimming World, you know, you've got to put the time in, you've got to change your habits, you've got to make sure that you don't go over your sins or whatever. You know, you've got to practice, you've got to fail, you've got to work at it, but you've got to want to get better. You've got to want to finish your journey, find your destination. You know, there's so many people out there who come to me, sadly, still 5 years on, and they're in the same place as they were when I met them. And I truly believe that some people just don't have the tools to be able to research and find themselves as easy as, well, I wouldn't say it was easy, but as I have, because I've got one of them brains that's maybe different to somebody else's. You know, I love to research. I love to find the answer. I love to do audiobooks. I love to delve into physiology, quantum physics, spiritual awakening, yoga. I'm still touching the surface. But what I found out of everything that I've done and researched, everything didn't come close to habit breaking. It didn't come close to how a habit breaking challenge I did, which was called 75 Hard Challenge. I didn't know anything until I had done that challenge. So that's why I decided to launch a more productive kind of challenge for people that haven't exercised and haven't coped with cold showers and things like that, because the 75 hard is very, very hardcore. You know, you've got to give up alcohol, you've got to be on a diet, you've got to have a cold shower, you've got to read 10 pages of a book, you've got to go out for a walk, you've got to do 45 minutes of both exercises. It's very hardcore. And if you're a parent, I would say this is quite difficult. Now, I decided that the Health Fairy needed to help women and help ladies that don't have that much time to habit break. Now, this is going to be hard to break into the world because people don't follow through. People are not very good at being accountable. And I am very regimented. I need to be accountable to get by each day with my mindset, the way I am. People might say it's ADHD, whatever. Some people even told me that I've got Asperger's. Some have said I'm autistic, but I believe that I'm just myself. And I truly believe that. I do not wish to have a label, but I need to be challenged every single day. Now, I've just come back from a walk around the Bluebell field. I said I'd do it and I had to get it in this week because if I didn't, I feel like I haven't achieved where I needed to go to be able to relax. So I have to go out in my car, rush down to the Bluebell Forest, come back. Now I'm sitting down doing my podcast. Now I feel fulfilled. Now, there's a lot of people out there who don't know what fulfillment feels like because they've never been fulfilled, because they're just searching to just be happy. And the habit breaking, the challenges really put you into all into perspective. It put everything I am and more into perspective. I didn't sit down. I didn't read books. I didn't take time off my work. I didn't want to do my exercises, but I'd done 2 45-minute a day. I didn't like going in a 5-minute shower. In fact, I hated it. After a while, I really didn't enjoy it. But I learned that I didn't enjoy it and I wasn't doing it just to be cool. Before, it was just like, I can do this. I can do everything. I'm amazing. I can do it all. But really deep down, my heart was really not centered and I couldn't do it all. And I just wanted everything done immediately so I could feel fulfilled. It's not like that. You've got to train the brain. You've got to train the mind, the physique, you know, your physique. You've got to train everything. You know, your mind is completely separate to your brain. Your body is needing nourishment and health and fitness. And we need to combine all three areas in your stomach, your digestive system, your endocrine, your hormone system, your circulation system, your respiratory system, all needs to be connected. And we can't do that if we're living in anxiety and fear and stress and worry, because everything is working against your engine, shall we say, your mind, your body, everything is just working against it. You're working against it. You are doing that. You are doing everything that you shouldn't be doing to your body. But we do it all the time because we don't know how. We haven't got the tools and there's not enough mental health support. There's not enough teachers out there who understand the human body. There's many coaches out there who can help you feel good for that split second. But you need to know how to run your engine smoothly, correctly, and with abundance. And with a spiritual awakening, that comes later as well. Now, you know, I'm not going to do massive long podcasts on myself, but the habit-breaking challenges that you've got with the Health Fairy are there to develop your inner self, your awakening, your inner peace. That's what it's for. It's not designed to push you to the limits to do exercise, to make you feel uncomfortable. Well, it is there to make you feel uncomfortable, but you need to feel uncomfortable to feel comfortable. But you've got to try. You've got to make yourself accountable. You know, if you've got the membership that we have and you're not using it, why? Ask your that question to yourself. Why are you not using the habit breaking challenges that are going to give you everything to give you a better, healthier mindset that's going to serve you? It's going to cause your hormone level to reduce, to be not so fluctuated with all different types of serotonin or cortisol or whatever your hormones, you know, whatever state you're in, your hormones are going to respond to that. So we've got to make sure that we're in line. That's the exact word that I'm looking for. We need to be in line. Because if we're not in line, It's like anything, you know, if a train track goes off slightly, so does the train, you know, and there's a disaster. And this is what's happening throughout the world. And, you know, I research a lot and I look on groups all the time, and there is thousands of women asking the same question. I feel depressed. I feel fatigue. I'm aching. I'm stressed. I'm unhappy. I have no purpose. And it's massive. I've never seen so many people struggling in my whole life. And I ask them questions about their diet. Some are drinking 2 liters of Coke a day. Some people are eating fast foods all day. People are drinking heavily, taking drugs. You know, it's all the things that we know are bad for us, but we're still continuing to do them and then complain. And this is where I come in as a coach, as a therapist, is why are you complaining about something that you're doing that's causing that complaint? Now, we all know HRT and we all know about menopause and we know about perimenopause, but it is like a second puberty, you know. We are changing and we should be embracing that change. You know, we're growing. We've got to this stage. We've got to being 50s, 40s, whatever. Congratulations. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I found that the challenges set me apart from everything. I don't have any anxiety anymore. I have no fear. Yes, I have a little bit of confidence issues and I do worry about my face because I get rosacea and I feel a bit insecure about it when that happens. Yes, I am aging and yes, it does affect me. But with my health and my fitness and my routine, I've got half a chance or even 75% more chance than I would if I was drinking, smoking, eating and indulging all the time and feeling under the weather. I think I'd probably be aging quite heavily by now if I didn't have a structure. So that's what the habit breakers are there for. There's habit breaking challenges for moms who struggle and they need to get out and meet friends. They need, there's one for mental health, random act of kindness. Now that really helps. You know, be nice to somebody else, even if they're not nice to you. Now, I'll tell you a story about that. My husband said, I'm going to use one of your random acts of kindness, Sarah, because you do it all over Facebook and I just really love seeing it. So I'm going to buy 5 kilos of chicken and I'm going to give it to the man who loves chicken down the road. So off he goes and he gets the chicken and he gives it to this, well, he gives it to his wife at the door, and the wife doesn't know that the husband's asked for some chicken, but they're quite poor. Now, he's given this lady the chicken and she said, I don't want that. We don't eat chicken. Now, Michael sits there and says, but your husband's asked for this chicken. Well, we don't eat it in this house. Obviously, she's quite a controlling wife. And sadly, I will tell you, carry on the story. And Michael felt really upset and he come back with his chicken. He goes, I'm never doing a random act of kindness again. And I said, Michael, it wasn't about the woman that passed. It wasn't about the woman who didn't want it. This is about you giving, and you've given your time and your energy to do it. So thank yourself for it. And unfortunately, some people are not as kind as you. So don't put it on yourself that was a bad thing to do. You've experienced, some people are just blocked and they might have trauma or issues with a 6'7" giant coming to their door with chicken, you know? So he was literally shut down. I'm never doing this again. But he didn't need to do that. He just needed to understand that sometimes things are not always what they seem, and no one's going to jump for joy and be grateful for their gift. You know, I've done it before. I've given it to a couple of people and they just stare at you. Some flowers or something. They just look at you funny. But that's fine. That's fine. That's their burden. But I've lost my train of thought. You know, it's really important to understand that you're doing things for you to help your inner self. And it's really important to do it. And it's my husband, bless him, he lost his moment for that split second. And funny enough, the man actually came to the door and was very upset. And he come in and I said, come in. And he said, sometimes I wish I could leave her. And we were like, well, okay, why? Well, she never lets me do whatever I want. Whatever I want, I'm controlled. What do I do? Now, that was the story. And then Michael realised that the chicken wasn't anything to do with him. It was the fact that she was controlling the room. She was controlling his food and everything. And he doesn't eat chicken, apparently, but he does. Isn't that sad that someone is controlled so much by an environment they're in that they can't be themselves? Now, I have found a very deep awakening spiritually with yoga, with meditation, and I'm just touching the surface at the moment that I need to meditate now. I need to lose the phone. I need to come away from social media, come away from making canvas, come away from everything and just be. And that's, I would say, has changed me dramatically. Now, I am flying next week and I'm normally very nervous, but I'm going to prove to myself that I can live without fear, because if I can do this, this is the biggest step for me. So this is why I brought out the membership for habits. You know, this is about you changing and challenging yourself. I wonder if you could do it. You know, I'd love to know if you do the challenges, how you became after a challenge, because there's like 12 challenges in there. You can pick which one ever you want. Now, I do challenges with a lady called Sineda Greta on the Crush It app, and she is amazing. You know, it's really hardcore training, like weights every day. But if I didn't do that, I would be lost, because she gives me pleasure to know that I am losing weight, I'm toning up, I feel good about myself at nearly 50, and I need them challenges. So I designed this because I think that you need them challenges. You've just got to open up the app, click on it, and go for it. So I wanted to just introduce myself as the health fairy, about what I do, about my membership. I also do coach women through mental health after abuse, trauma, anxiety, grief. And I also help women through their nutrition. I'm actually level 4 nutrition therapist and an NLP practitioner and a CBT coach. So I have knowledge. I'm always one step ahead. I always want to find the answers. So if you have any questions, all you need to do is tell me and I will research it to death and help you and guide you. Nobody's perfect. You know, nobody knows the real answer. They have to find their inner self. They have to find their inner peace. And once they've done that, that is the answer. That is the answer to your prayers, is when you've found your inner self and your inner peace. Now, I bid you a good afternoon. I will see you for the next session. Have a good evening or day or whatever you're doing right now, and go for a walk and relax. Take a deep breath, maybe. Forgive somebody today, or go and do a random act of kindness. Have a lovely day. Take care.